headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studios. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. Jessica starts with us this hour. She's in Indianapolis. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, Dave. How are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Good. Hey, first off, just want to say how much I appreciate y'all. They say surround yourself with people you want to be most like. In life, and so I listen to a lot of you and your team. So
thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to. I'll kind of jump into it. Little background: I am dealing with some health issues. I deal with Lyme disease, and then a lot of issues that have kind of come off of that. So I've been unemployed for about 7 years due to this. And my husband left in early of 2021, and we officially had a divorce finalized this past spring. I've been living off of some settlement money, but it is not lasting long. I have to cover my own medical expenses and different, you know, my own personal things. I live with family, so I don't have the cost of like a rent or utilities, but everything else is on me. And I guess I'm just, I know the Bible talks about, you know, being prudent and planning ahead. And so I'm looking at my situation and, being unable to work, but without an income, not really sure where I'm going to end up here in a few months, what I'm going to do about this situation. And so I guess I'm just looking for some counsel on, what maybe I can be doing with what I have left, or what can I be doing to prepare? Because I definitely don't want to be, you know, when he walked out, I was left with this vulnerable feeling I've never felt in my life of what do I do about my money? And I never want to feel that way again. So my hope is to get back to working again. But until then, what can I be doing to prepare myself for financial stability when I get there?
Yeah. How old are you?
33.
Wow. Who are you living with?
Parents at the moment.
At the moment. How long will that last?
Oh, as long as it needs to.
Okay.
What's the barrier between you and getting a job, going back to work? Is it cognitive? You get tired? Is it movement? What is
it? Yeah. No, it's all of the above.
Okay.
It's being able to do physical. It's very much cognitive. I actually love the Ken Coleman show, and he inspired me a little while back that when my husband left, I actually went ahead and got a certification myself to be a coach, but I've not been able to follow through with it just because everything else with life, my body's just taken an even harder hit over the past year and a half. So my body has not allowed me to do anything with that, but I have it in hopes that I will get to use it.
Coaching can become very hard because you're carrying two people's stuff, or you're sitting mm-hmm. in two people's mess, yours and whoever you're sitting with. My recommendation right now would probably be getting some teeny tiny little wins. What does it look like to get 7 hours a week at a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And practicing how you feel and being very intentional, right? This has been going on 7 years, and so at some point you balance whatever pain you're in, whatever cognitive brain fog you've got, whatever Lyme's disease downstream stuff you got going on with this identity that I can't do anything and that I'm completely dependent on other people, and that dependence is terrifying once you realize, oh, nobody's coming for me. He left. Right. And so seeing yourself make some teeny tiny progress, find out what your limits truly are, because it's been 7 years, right?
Right.
And you've probably tried every remedy in the world for Lyme disease. It's just a mess. That can be a quagmire, right?
Yeah.
Why have you not been declared permanently disabled and aren't receiving SSI?
Well, that was the other, why haven't you, Social Security benefits.
Yeah, so I'm actually in the process of that, and that's a whole thing. At this point, I'm waiting.
I mean, it's been 7 years. Why are you just now doing that?
Because when I looked into it in the past, I got bad information, and it was my understanding that without a diagnosis, I couldn't apply for it.
I mean, I had a guy on the team that got Lyme disease, and he's collecting on our disability policy still, and that was a decade plus ago, and he's also collecting SSI.
Yeah, I was told, I don't remember who it was, but in the past when I looked into it, that without a diagnosis, I wasn't able to collect, and I just received the diagnosis this year.
Oh, the Lyme disease diagnosis was now? After 6 years?
Well, yeah, I've been to doctors, like, continually, so yeah. I just had someone about a year ago say, have you been tested for this? And I was like, no, and so...
There it is.
That came later than...
That also opens up some treatment options that you didn't have prior to.
Yeah, the thing is that in treating for, or that going so long without it being identified, you start developing a lot of other issues.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
so mm-hmm. Now there's kind of a big...
Because what he had, I don't know what else you've had symptom-wise, but I'm no doc, but I just watched him. He's my friend. He worked here. Was extreme mm-hmm. fatigue.
Oh, yes.
He thought he had mono. He thought he had mono.
Yeah.
You know, he thought he had a neurological disorder, which Lyme disease kind of is. But, yeah, but I mean, wow. Okay, so, either you get functioning or you go get SSI.
So, I'm actually in the middle of trying to get SSI, but they told me I'm waiting. I've got a 12 to 15 month wait just to get my hearing date because I'm working with a disability attorney to try and get help with that, and I've been denied two or three times. Now it's going to court.
And they'll deny you and deny you and deny you and deny you. That's their game.
Well, that was prior to the Lyme disease diagnosis, though.
No. That's now.
You've been denied after the diagnosis.
Yeah, and they're telling me I likely will not win my case because the time frame, I missed it by a month of the 5-year mark I had to apply.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just trying to get you some eating money. I'm just trying to get you some money to eat with. All right. So,
My family can't carry me. They can put a roof on my head.
I have a friend who continued to keep showing up and keep showing up and keep showing up with SSI, and they kept denying. And then just had a successful outcome. Years. So don't give up that. Don't give up that.
Yeah.
That fight.
And in the meantime, then I would go with John. And let's say, look for some small wins. Look for some things you can do without lifting a car. I mean, we just had a really thorough cognitive conversation with you here for, you know, 5-10 minutes. So that means I know you can do that.
Right.
And
maybe coaching's not it right now.
No, but I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff you can do these days with the...
From home.
Yeah. Maybe you're an advocate for people that have got stuff like this. I don't know. But anyway, there's some employment for you that you can do with the limitations, but you just got to search it out and figure it out. Probably self-employed of some kind. If current times have shown us anything, it's that the least expected events can and will happen, and we have to deal with it. That's why everyone who has a family counting on them needs term life insurance. For over 25 years, the only insurance company I've recommended is Zander Insurance. Not only because they search all of the top term life plans to find you the best rates, but over the years, they have constantly changed and updated their systems to make the whole process simpler and easier to get the protection needed. You can now apply with a completely touchless experience, with everything being done either over the phone or the internet. They also have plans with super competitive rates that don't require an exam, allowing you to skip a step and get the coverage you need faster. Go to Zander.com or call 800-356-4282. Great rates and a simple process mean there's no excuse to not get this done, people. Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. We're glad you're here. Open phones at 888-825-5225. We talk about a lot of things that you do to be successful with money around here. Let me tell you one of them that will break the back of the whole thing for you. Generosity. We probably don't spend enough time talking about the power of generosity to transform your life, the generous person's life. And it does. Every year around this time, heading up to Christmas, we always do an annual giving show where we take calls for 3 hours with your giving and receiving stories that blow people's minds with generosity, where you've received or you've given. We want to hear your actual story from your actual mouth on the show. Email us at ask@RamseySolutions.com. The email address is ask@RamseySolutions.com. December the 14th, we're going to be sharing these. Our giving show will be that day. And just put in the subject line of your email, giving, and the team will get back to you and schedule you to be a caller. We don't tell you what to say, but we set up the time for you to call and be a part of the giving show. Again, the email is ask@RamseySolutions.com, giving in the subject line. Chris is with us in Odessa, Texas. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Well, thank you for having me. I can't believe I got through.
Well, we're glad you did. How can we help?
Well, I got a question for you. I'm looking for some advice. To make it short and sweet, I'm wondering, do I stay with a physically comfortable job that barely pays the bills, or do I go back to something that I left because it was becoming physically painful, for double the salary?
Before I answer that question, or we answer that question, why have you boxed yourself into either no money and it's soft and cushy, or I can't physically do the work, but it makes a lot of money?
Yeah, how about C, none of the above?
Well, unfortunately, because those are the things I know the best.
Ah, okay. What are you making at the cushy job that's not physically demanding?
At the cushy job that's not physically demanding, just under 60 a year.
And the other one's 120?
Well, close. It's 194.
Okay. And Odessa, so what, oil field?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 58. And therein lies part of the problem, you know, because... I'm kind of a dinosaur.
Yeah.
In the eyes of employers now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a possibility to move on to get some credentialing so you can go be a supervisor at some of these sites? Or go test the water, go test the gas extractions. I mean, there's different ways to be involved in this field and make killer money. You just gotta have to go back and get some certifications or
That's
two.
Not a roughneck, yeah.
Just not out turning wrenches.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Yeah. I guess it would be.
I got a feeling you have knowledge about that stuff from just practical, hands-on, common sense knowledge.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. I do. And I've been a mechanic for 30 years before this, so.
Yeah, you can smell this stuff long before the analysts figure it out.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what if you were also an analyst, is what John is saying, or whatever. You're a certified .. fill it in that you kind of used to roll your eyes at, but they make good money, and they also utilize your knowledge and experience of the oil field. And your knowledge and experience put with a little bit of education in that area might make you very valuable and unusual, kind of a unicorn.
Yeah, there's a reason why all their trucks are nicer than the young guys. Can I ask you a personal question, Chris?
Go ahead.
You got in trouble with the law before?
No, never.
Okay. I sense some hesitation. What is it that is keeping you from taking a leadership position or moving in towards that role? Why do you see yourself at 60 years old as just a guy that turns wrenches?
Well, I love doing it. I'm very good at it. And part of the reason I'm in the oil field for the last couple of years is because that's what I did for a long time. And when COVID came and everything was shut down, you know, the dealership I was working at, you know, it got just got too tight, and they hung on to me as long as they could. But, you know, the first ones to go are the overpaid, you know, managers and service managers and the new hires. And unfortunately, I was one of the overpaid service managers at the time.
I bet with your experience, you weren't overpaid a penny. I bet you made them money hand over fist because you're really good at what you do, man. You're one of those guys, like Dave said, you can smell it. Like you can feel an engine like a heart surgeon can feel it inside of somebody's chest cavity.
Mm.
You're really
yes,
good
sir.
At it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's what I want. Here's what I want, all right? What John and I are both poking around on, and I'll just say it out loud, is the options you presented and the words you used to present them indicated that your confidence in you is lower than our confidence in you, and we've just talked to you for a few minutes. We think that you are much more valuable than you think you are.
Yeah, that is part of it.
Yeah,
I'm afraid.
Because if you believed, by God, I'm valuable, you'd go take three classes at the community college, put a little certification after your name, and walk in like a stud in the middle of this next thing and own it.
You'd buy yourself a second dually to get out to your sites with, and you test the water, and you tell those knucklehead young kids out there.
Whatever it is.
Exactly.
I don't care. Whatever area that you've got knowledge in that you could step back and use your mind in instead of your back. Mm-hmm. Because you've got the experience that's stored in your mind.
Right.
And that experience is not duplicatable in a 24-year-old college graduate. It's just not.
Or my buddies that left college and just went straight to the work field, right? I mean, the oil field.
Either one. If they're 30, you know, there is a value to the human experience. There's a value to you've been standing there when this happened, and you can't replace that. That's quite the opposite of I'm not employable because I'm 58. Instead, you're quite employable because you're 58.
That's right.
If you turn the narrative a little bit and twist it on its head to go a different direction. So that's the way I'm going to think about this. So I'm going with C of your options, none of the above, and I'm going to figure out a way around the edges of this where I get to do something that's not backbreaking, but that I get to plug into a business that I know a lot about, an industry that I know a lot about, but plug into it from a different way than I ever dreamed of before. It's as if you were 18 years old and you got a fresh start with a clean whiteboard and you could pick out anything you wanted to do. Now go do that.
That's right.
And I really think you should, and I think you can, more than you did at the start of this call. So I'm going to plug you into Ken Coleman's stuff. He's one of our Ramsey personalities here. You may want to talk to him on the Ken Coleman Show or when he's on here one of these days. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a copy of his book, Paycheck to Purpose, and I'm also going to sign you up for his assessment. I want you to take that. It's all free. We're going to give it to you free because we believe in you, and we think you can go do some stuff. Now, when you turn this around and you're making $120,000, $130,000 doing something else that is doing the stuff we're talking about, we'd love to hear back from you that our belief in you was well-founded.
That's right. And I mean, this happened with my buddies who were police officers, my buddies who were wrench turners, my buddy, I'm from that area, who were out turning wrenches in the oil field. We are the roughnecks. We are the guys that get it done. Leadership is over there. And then I've got friends who are in leadership who are like, I don't sweep the floors. That's for those folks. We got to get over that, man. And at some point, I think you're a gift if you can take your wisdom and knowledge and transfer it to the leadership. You can be the leader that you never, ever had.
Yeah.
What a gift, right? Yeah. And vice versa, you can be a leader that goes and picks up a broom and you do whatever it takes to help everybody be successful.
I went into the fellowship hall. There's an old man setting up chairs. And I'm like, hey, who's that? Senior pastor.
Senior pastor. That's leadership right there.
This is The Ramsey Show. John Deloney, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author, is my co-host today in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage. Kevin and Elizabeth are with us. Welcome, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, good to have you. Yeah. Where do you guys live?
Irvine.
California.
California.
Yes. Awesome. Yep. Welcome to Nashville. And how much debt have you paid off?
We paid off $132,256.
Excellent. How long did that take?
2 years, 6 months.
2 years and 6 months. And your range of income during that 2 years and 6 months?
We started at $38,000 and ended at $121,842.
Whoa. Okay. Very cool. What do y'all do for a living?
Well, I used to be a behavioral analyst, and now I'm a homemaker.
Okay.
And I hang wallpaper for a family company.
Okay. So how'd you go from 38 to 122 with that gyration?
Well, Dave, I know
a lot of wallpaper.
Yeah. Rich people are something. They're more afraid of wallpaper than they are leaves. So I removed a lot of wallpaper.
I'd be very afraid of wallpaper. Yeah. Leaves will not kill you. Wallpaper will break up a marriage.
Yeah. I've heard many horror stories.
Yeah. So. Wow. So your business is thriving is what it amounts to.
Yeah. In the beginning, it was like an apprenticeship with my dad, and I just started learning more and more, and he trusted me with bigger jobs and more jobs, and just grew from there.
Awesome. What kind of debt was the $132,000?
We had Disney annual passes. We had car loans, credit cards, student loans.
Everything.
Yeah.
Disney. He leads with Disney annual passes.
Yeah.
That's the lead.
On credit.
Yes.
You owed money on them?
Yes.
Yeah. You borrowed on your Disney annual passes.
Well, we were college students at the time, so.
Oh, that even makes it
That's even worse. You didn't even have kids. Y'all were going for you.
Yep. You just renew
it every year. Adult Disney people.
Oh, no. I always wondered if y'all were for real, and you are.
They're out there. They're out there. Now we've met a real one in the wild.
Wow.
All right. So, okay. How long y'all been married?
It's going to be 4 years.
Yep. So a couple years into marriage, you looked up and said, the way we're doing this is not working. Tell us your story. What happened?
Well, when we first got married, we were looking for a place, you know, we're looking for somewhere to live, and we were looking to get a mortgage. And when the loan officer told us, you know, you have over $100,000 in debt and your income is $38,000, what do you think is going to happen? You're not going to get a house. So when
he quit laughing.
Yeah. You
know, that was embarrassing.
You were shamed out of the mortgage guy's office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you did what?
Well, I had heard a commercial for your show in like my dad's truck when we were on our way to work. And I checked it out one day and I pitched the idea to her and she was against it and I was for it. And
he's crazy. I'm not going to do that. You're not going to control my money. And, you know, after that conversation with the financial advisor, we were like, okay, we have to grow up and, you know, get on a plan. And
why not this one?
Yep.
So you plugged into our stuff. How'd you get lined up with ours?
Honestly, we just listened to the podcast. We listened to the radio show and I got your audio book.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to it probably like 6 times. And every time I feel like I'm getting off track, I just listen to it again.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We stuck to it.
What brought you around to this, Elizabeth? That shocker from the mortgage guy or?
Yeah, it was the shock of like, what do you mean? Like, I'm working so much. Why don't I have money to do things? Mm. And like after hearing that, it was eye opening. And you know, we really had to sit down and in order for us to work in a marriage, I really thought like, okay, we need to both get on a plan.
Yeah.
And I mean, we started and I was like, okay, let's give it a try. And that try ended up like helping us all together.
Mm. 2 years or 6 months later.
Yep.
You're free. Yep.
Yes.
What does that feel like? Because it sounds like you've never seen this done before. Like you maybe didn't come from families that treated money this way. How does this feel? Because this is all new.
Yeah, it feels surreal. I mean, even in our own family, look at us kind of crazy of like, how are you doing this? What is this going to get to you? But it has helped us so much in our marriage and in our journey of becoming parents. With our first pregnancy, we, like our son, we found out he had like a heart condition. And we had to really pick a plan in order to help him out as he was going to be born. Mm-hmm. And that, like, that called into being, like, relocated to Pennsylvania. And, you know, through it all, we were blessed with 7 weeks with him and by his bedside. And the fact that we didn't have to worry about money and we could focus on him, like, that has helped me, like, even after losing him.
What an amazing way to, you did the work up front so that you had the opportunity to honor that beautiful little boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As much as possible, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What an amazing testament.
Yeah.
You had the honor and privilege of just getting to
be with him,
mourn and mm-hmm. hold your son, right?
Yeah. And then shortly after we lost our son, we found out we were having another son. And, you know, with all those things that we can't control in our lives, we are truly blessed that, you know, we are able to control our money now and that we're able to be, in a sense, like, stress-free from that so that we can focus on our family and each other and, you know, the things that we want to do in our lives.
Yeah. And number two is here and healthy?
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
He is.
All right. Praise God.
That's yes. amazing, guys.
Wow.
Stork mode is so important. When you say to stop and stockpile cash, I mean, that was just life-changing for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can't breathe just hearing the story. Wow. Yeah, and if you had to worry about money and all the other stuff, that would just be more than you could bear.
Yeah.
And I mean, but we were blessed with, like, a community and church. Yeah. Our church really supported us through everything, and like, having those skills of managing our money, like, their help with their contributions, like, it was allocated in right the correct places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. What a story.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you got a little exclamation point on your debt-free, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, to say the least. A couple of them. Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
What an incredible reminder that no matter who we are, how much we plan things out, life's coming for us, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And it's going to surprise us in good ways, and it's going to surprise us in devastating ways. And if you've done the work to take control of your, at least provide yourself a foundation financially, you're ready to come what may, right?
Yep.
What a blessing y'all are.
What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
You want to take this one?
You can take it.
Honestly, it's following the steps how you lay them out. There's no deviating from the plan. You got to follow the steps, and you just got to stick to them long term. It's like, it's hard sometimes, you get distracted and you want to do other things, you want to go out with your friends, but just, like, really sticking to it and keeping your head down and just keep going. Yeah, just following the steps to the T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had every excuse in the world with the heartbreak and the process you've been through to go off the rails and to go do something crazy with money and medicate, mm-hmm. you know, the sorrow and the grief with it. And you chose not to. You chose to just stay on a plan, which is do nothing except pile up cash until baby comes. And then you get to do it again. Do nothing but pile up cash till baby comes. and then the net result is today, $132,000 gone in 2 years and 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And a lot of life lived during that time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a lot of wallpaper taken up.
A lot
taken down.
Yep.
It was a lot of wallpaper. Yeah. Man, that's a lot of wallpaper. Hey, we've got the Total Money Makeover book for you, the Baby Steps Millionaires book for you, and a one-year membership to Financial Peace University for you. That's the Live and Give bundle. Enjoy it or give it, whatever you want to do. Kevin and Elizabeth and Luke from Irvine. And your son's name that's in heaven?
Luke.
Hudson.
Oh, Hudson in
Hudson.
Heaven.
Hudson. Awesome. $132,000 paid off in 2 years and 6 months, making 38 to 122. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
We're debt-free!
Yeah! And Luke has on a Mickey shirt. Note to self.
Oh, no.
This is the Ramsey Show.
Thank you.
Dr. John Deloney, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show, author of the number one best-selling book, Own Your Past, Change Your Future. Well, we're in the holiday season where our brains are focused on buying presents, decorating our homes, and all the Christmas and New Year's celebrations. All of a sudden, it's January, and you feel like you're behind on everything. A little bit of a financial hangover. Doesn't have to be that way. When you start the new year, you could start strong. You can start by joining us for the Building Wealth Live event here in Nashville on January the 12th. This one-night event will help you kick 2023, help you start it off feeling confident about your money, even in this weird, crazy economy. George Camel, Rachel Cruz, Ken Coleman, Dr. John Deloney to my right, and I will be there. We're going to walk you through a plan to get on track and build wealth. Yes, right now it is still possible. Our Building Wealth Live events have been a huge hit. They've been sellouts all this year. And we just wrapped up the sold-out fall season. It was awesome. Our January event will be here in about 20 seconds, and it'll be at the Ramsey headquarters right here. And then we're headed to Indianapolis, Austin, Salt Lake City, and Anaheim with dates in the spring. We're telling you, if you need some motivation, this is the thing. Passes for all of these start at just $39. Head over to RamseySolutions.com/events. Building Wealth Live. In Nashville. Don't miss it. RamseySolutions.com/events. Phoenix is on the line, and that's Ed calling. Hi, Ed. What's up?
Hello, Dave. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
Well, I'm just in this turmoil that we're in the middle of with the markets and everything. I've been retired for a few years. I had a divorce late in life. And, which allowed me to be debt-free, but it was very painful.
Sure.
I've got some pretty good money in the bank, a little over $1 million, and maybe not today. The market's down a little bit, but I wake up every day looking at the markets and pondering about what I should be doing, and I just didn't know if you guys thought, you know, I've got Social Security's coming up pretty soon, and I've got a retirement package that'll give me some money. If you thought I should, purchase a house.
How old are you?
65.
Okay. And your retirement package consists of what?
About $40,000 a year.
Okay. Why would you and not purchase a house?
Why would I not?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, most of the money's tied up in 401ks and that kind of stuff. And so if I take that money, $200,000 off for a down payment, or even try to pay cash for it. I'm going to pay a whole lot of tax on that deal.
Yep.
And my rent is...
So what else are you going to do with money?
Well, the idea is to keep it where it's at and let it go up and down.
And yeah, and the next 20 years, rent goes up every year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So the thought behind that, and here in the Arizona market, housing prices have just gone up through the roof. They're coming down a little bit now, but they've been amazingly high.
Yeah, they're not going to come down much more. I don't think. I think there's just the market slowed down, but I'm not seeing prices drop. Yeah. There were some unrealistic prices that are now getting realistic, but there's not like a devaluation of real estate. So here's the thing. If you live 20 more years, you're going to wish you owned real estate.
Okay. I plan on living 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, think about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you owned something right now that you had purchased in 2002? So, yeah. And I'm going to pay cash for whatever I buy. No down payment. I'm going to pay cash for it. You've got the money.
Here's what I want you to do. This is going to be a spiritual practice for you. I want you to stop getting up and staring at the markets all day, every day, strapping yourself into this roller coaster, going up and down. These are in 401s. There's no business. There's no reason to torture yourself this way, man. You're making yourself nuts.
Yeah, I'd leave it. I'd leave the newspaper, leave the website alone.
Just stop.
There's not a newspaper anymore. I'm sorry. But the they're now pamphlets. But
hop out of the covered wagon.
USA,
the newspaper
USA
down.
Today.
Right.
Yeah. It's a pamphlet.
Just stop. You're torturing yourself. Buy a house, man. Yeah. Buy a small, reasonable house for one guy.
Go buy you a $300,000 or $400,000 house or condo
And that way you own it. You have no payments. It's not going up in rent. You've stabilized that part of your life. You're going to get a sense of peace and a sense of calm that being at someone else's beck and call as a renter does not give you. It is a good use for some of your $1 million. Oh, and by the way, $40,000 will go a long way towards being able to live on it without touching the other money.
That was 40 if you, plus Social
if you
Security, right?
Don't, yeah, plus Social Security. But if you don't have a mortgage payment of any kind or rent payment, you have a pretty good life on that. And if you want to use some of that other money to enjoy, that's fine. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. So let's say you spend $400,000 and you don't touch the $600,000. It'll be $1.2 million in 7 years if you've got it in mutual funds. And then it'll be $2.4 million in 7 more years if you don't touch it. Or if you do touch it and take a little out of it, it'll still be $2 million.
And while we're here hassling you, find something that you can do locally, whether that's getting a job that works part-time, or you can be one of those super awesome guys at Home Depot that helps knuckleheads like me try to figure out what to do, or serving at a restaurant. Do something that you've got to get up and go do every day. It's going to get you off the computer and get you off the television screen, and you can make a little money on the side, or make some good money, but go do something.
Sarah's in Minneapolis. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Question about opening like a little bit of a side business. My sister and I actually came up with an idea we wanted to do together. I know it's not advised to go into business with like a partnership necessarily, but just wondering, how do we go about then kind of
what is it
structuring it? Or we want to open like a indoor kids play area in our town, and it would be like a side gig. We both work full time, so
who's going to run it
do this
while you're at work?
We'd have it open in like the weekend hours. And a few like days here or there when we have days off over the holidays. We'd hopefully have someone also like staff it if we're not available.
This sounds like a really great idea for two moms who are desperate to have a place to send their kids. That is not a fully formed business idea yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not open.
Okay.
You're just going to be open like it's convenient for you and your kids want to play.
Okay.
This is not going to be, you're going to go broke. I mean, you're going to spend $50,000 building this thing, and it's going to take you 50,000 years to break even on it if you don't think this through a little bit further. You're not got enough customers, enough hours yet in your mind for this to, because, I mean, you're going to have to rent a spot, and or where were you going to put it? Like in a mall or what?
We're hoping there's an area in our town or a mall that isn't being utilized. So we're hoping to have some space in there that's not being utilized for like storefronts. We've been to other like play areas and just kind of fell in love with the idea.
I've got a 6 year old. The idea sounds great to me, that I have a place that I know is always open that I could take her. But I, in my life, it's either going to be a routine, like we're going to go there every day or every other day, or it's going to be, man, the internet went out, the movie we're going to go see is sold out or something, we can't make it, and so we're just going to show up. And right now, y'all are like, well, you know, every other weekend and a couple of days here and there. You need to sit down and come up with an actual business plan of what this would look like.
Yeah, how are you going to be open normal hours that people can bring their kids?
On a regular basis.
Yeah. Because you don't, there's all kinds of these franchises now out there competing with you for play space that have every bouncy thing in the world in it, rope thing in the world. I mean, I've been in them with the grandkids. I don't even know what they're called. But yeah, you're competing with those, and you're going to have a real business plan. And then either you work for your sister or she works for you, and the other one put it in. You own it or she owns it. We don't need to be partners. That's a good recipe for, I don't want to be in this in 6 months, and then we've got a real problem. Dave here. You can find all of our shows with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. It's the only place to listen to the entire back catalog of episodes. Download the Ramsey Network app in your favorite app store today.
Hey, it's James, producer of the Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.